In a statement released by the Ethiopian Foreign Ministry, Ethiopia said it regrets the loss of life as a result of what it calls a skirmish between the Sudanese army and local militia. The Ethiopian government said it believes the incident was deliberately connected to undermine the deep-rooted relations between the people of Ethiopia and Sudan. The incident was designed to distract Ethiopia from its path of peace and development, read the statement. It went on to say, the government of Ethiopia remains committed to the principles of amicable solution of differences among states. It said the Ethiopian government, quote, vows to carry out an investigation into the incident soon, end quote. Sudanese military spokesman Brigadier Nabil Abdallah said in a statement on Sunday that the Ethiopian army killed 7 Sudanese soldiers and 1 civilian. Addressing the Sudanese forces at the border area of the Fashaga, Sudan's military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan vowed to reclaim any piece of land occupied by Ethiopian forces. In a video provided by the Sudan News Agency, or SUNA, Burhan said the killing of 7 soldiers will only increase the Sudanese forces' morale to continue to defend Sudanese territories.
If we all die here, this incident will not threaten us and will not make us retreat. We will support you with everything possible and stand beside you and enable you to defend this land and do not allow anybody to take it.
This is not the first time Ethiopian soldiers killed Sudanese troops. In November last year, the Sudanese army said 6 of its troops were killed and attacked by Ethiopian military and its militia allied in the area. Burhan told Sudanese soldiers to stand firm.
Together we are capable of taking the rights of our brothers. We are capable of showing our enemies that we are not an easy target. If we lose any member of our people, we don't easily give up.
Sudanese political parties and civil society organizations condemn the killings and have called for justice. Sudan's foreign ministry said in a statement it will file an official complaint with the UN Security Council over last weekend's killings. Sudan immediately recalled its ambassador Jamal Ashekh to Addis Ababa for consultations after the incident. Ties between Sudan and Ethiopia have deteriorated in recent years over large swath of agricultural land in the area of Al-Fashaga along the Sudan-Ethiopian border. Sudan's leaders insist the land falls within its border according to the agreement that demarcated the boundary between their territories in the early 1900s. For the past 2 years, border clashes have erupted between Sudan and Ethiopia after Sudan has reclaimed control of Al-Fashaga area and called on Ethiopia to withdraw its troops from 2 points. Sudan says both areas are inside its territory. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.